When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How is your jacket got nothing on it?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Bro,
survive. That nigga said, "Hey,
my bacon's up."
Hey,
boy.
you can see that from a mile away.
No,
that nigga woke. He got it so he's like, "You motherfucker!"
No, don't try to play me.
I really feel like I didn't get it,
bro. No, my head was down because as soon as he said that, I was like,
"Nigga, that's just on my pants, man."
Look, this nigga,
I didn't even know. I know
we lied. We back, y'all.
No, he flinched first. He flinched first as soon as he seen me stand up, and that gave me an extra second to take the cup.
Then Tone literally.
Tone appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah, nigga, Tone came. Tone came 10 minutes before that. He looked at me, bro, and I'm like this. I'm like, it's good.
Like, that fool's like Shadowcat from the X-Men.
But if we include the Atlanta Mall Cup fight, there's a House Phone Cup attack compilation coming in the future. If anybody has any more, this could be a running gag.
Oh, my God.
Bro, and of course, it's the spot you used to work at. It just had the one day I had a Jamba Juice. I've never had a Jamba Juice on the pod.
Oh, it would have been way more viral if I took it to the face. Pause.
Pause. Was that a strawberry surf rider?
No, it was a motherfucking Mango Madness.
My pants is cool.
Damn it.
I got it on my own self. I don't understand how I did that.
My shit.
Nah, but look. All right, listen, y'all. So basically, you know what I'm saying? Shit got heated, bro. Shit got heated, and me and Adam went outside. We was about to squabble for real. This nigga's like, "You want to talk?" I'm like, "Adam, get the fuck away from me."
You were like, "If you come over here, I'm going to fire on you." And I'm like, "I hope he's talking about punching me and not some Tory Lanez shit."
I meant
punch you, not.
I was like, "All right, I'll walk away."
You sounded kind of aggressive. Like,
no,
you want to talk? Like,
I didn't even know you was behind me.
I was just
bro.
Trying to keep the conversation going. I was like, "Well, we're off camera now. I guess we could probably fight better than we were on camera." So.
Yeah, no, I didn't know you was even behind me. So that's why I was like, "Nigga, if you come over here, you're getting fired." I meant fire like punch. I was about to.
I thought about it. I'm like, it could go either way. Either way, I'm just going
to
walk
away. Bro, regardless, I wasn't about to pop you, bro.
He thought Houseman was going to up the pole? What the fuck?
I mean.
That would have been amazing.
He's a drill rapper.
Yeah, man. But.
We just did about 40 minute off-camera podcast, just so that people know.
The best No Jumper show in months, to be honest with you.
Yeah. It was just. I mean, I wouldn't have cared if we had that convo on camera or not, but. Maybe it needed to be had off camera.
And I do want to say, I apologize for mentioning anything about your mom and the funeral or whatever. It's just honestly, like in that moment, I was just struggling for anything I could say to express the fact that I really do care about you as a person and that I didn't, you know, whatever. That's what I was trying to say there. And I apologize for bringing up her name at all.
And you know what? I'm going to never downplay you on that, bro. Like that shit helped me out a lot in that moment. You don't even understand, bro. Like, I was in the bank struggling, trying to figure out how I was going to literally move my mom's body from the hospital to the mortuary when you sent me that text and sent me that bread. I'm going to never downplay you on that, bro. It's just the fact that got the thing that got me mad is you saying that you paid for the funeral, and that just wasn't true. Just like you said that what I was saying wasn't true about you doing it on purpose is the same sentiment, bro. This is
over. Generalization. I apologize.
Timing and tone play a lot into it as well.
And tone.
Two-tone.
And tone.
But yeah. Yeah.
No Jumper is like.
I can't even imagine.
Crazy company.
Yo, what social media is like right now. But
I walked in the office. This fool fucking Josh had a Almighty Suspects lean cup full of Pepto-Bismol. He's so stressed out, fool. Like
Josh,
like,
yeah, literally. For sure. He's brought
you're gonna think that he was
every
really
day.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Sorry, Josh.
Josh, man.
I'm just glad we've gotten to this point. This is what I've been waiting for, was the fact that you guys were able to sit down and talk this all through, because
well, Adam shouldn't have been so scary and canceled the damn show last week.
Well, for the record, we were supposed to do it just me and you, which that would have been crazy.
What?
If we had just, because that's
hell
what,
no, you probably got whooped.
That would have been way worse.
No, because me and him were having that conversation probably worse, like 10 minutes. Yeah, definitely. Probably 10 minutes before we were supposed to go live. And I was like, let's just do it just us. And he was like, all right. And then like 2 minutes later, you're like, actually, no, never mind. So that would have been.
Basically, the convo that we just had off camera was the convo you were trying to have before.
True.
And I was here. I was here. I got here at 4:30.
They told me you were getting a haircut, for the record.
So yeah,
we talked for like an hour before we went live.
Yeah, we had a whole.
Well, I was right here in the other room playing videos.
Could, like, I did say,
shout out to Ezo Kutch.
I did say, do you want me to snatch phone?
Ezo, you got me next.
And you said,
but you said he was getting a haircut. I was just like, oh, no, I've never interrupted someone in the middle of a haircut. It seems like unbelievably unfair to have like half their head looking good and half the head fucked up.
We could have, we
could have worked
right.
it out.
But I also was like,
but that's why
we trust Enzo.
Ezo,
sorry. Throw an N in there.
He's like Italian guy. Enzo.
Isn't that a car? Anyway,
a Ferrari,
but,
fool.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, but I accept your apology. My bad for throwing a drink on you.
My fucking
that's
drink.
That's your go-to.
AD, the only one
who
got hit.
My bookie.
Bro, that shit was all over me. What the fuck?
Nigga, look at my pants.
Look at my jeans. I just bought these.
Oh, my pants.
I just bought these today.
Cool. I needed another excuse to go to Nordstrom's. So.
I just bought these today.
Hey, Paige Jeans, if you want to send something, send it. Or some
more Fashion Nova. Fashion Nova.
Nah, yeah. I fucked over my deal, so they don't give me things anymore.
What'd you do?
I'll talk about it later. This ain't about me. It's about you, too.
He's told that story like 10 times on here.
Yeah, fact.
Main character syndrome, not today.
AD mediated me and Adam fucking
I was
coming together.
Wondering, though, like, if there was, like, a ceremonial thing that I should do to just try to, like, emphasize this being water under the bridge.
I got an idea.
Hopefully it's not as bad as what I was thinking.
Get on all fours right now. Let House Phone kick you in the ass.
No, what? No. Why is that?
That's not what I was thinking. That's
no, that'd be good content. Come on, let him do it.
I was thinking
not
maybe
hard.
We should do, like, you know, the
his
slap
leg
fights,
fucked up anyway.
The Dana White slap fights. Oh. I think that would mean a lot to them. I'm not saying I'm supportive.
Let he ready.
Who, me?
Bro, let him kick you.
You gonna let him slap you?
Kick in the butt.
Kick him. Let him kick you in the butt.
That's the weakest thing I ever heard.
No, let him slap you.
Let him do it.
I don't want to slap you or kick you in
no,
the butt.
No, kick us, man. Get your shit off.
I was about to fire on you, really.
Kick her?
Man, imagine we could actually.
He's about to let you do it too.
That whole thing could have been way
different. Let me kick him.
Although I would have looked nuts if I started swinging. I mean, I probably looked nuts either way because I just took my jacket off. And then I was like, never mind. I don't know.
I was ready to go regardless.
I was confused.
Just because my leg is fucked up don't mean my hands are fucked up.
I believe you.
Ooh.
These hands.
You got to put that in the bar.
It's coming. We all know.
Oh my god, bro! But yeah, I mean, what should we talk about the hour combo that we had? Because I mean, people. The last thing people saw. Where'd you cut it off at, Derek, Josh?
After you got taken off, we just cut it.
Yeah, definitely.
You got Krishan rocked.
Yeah, I definitely got rocked. I definitely got re-rocked.
Very similar.
My boy
treatment.
Got toned.
Yeah, I mean, you should definitely. Pay Tone more too. Pay everybody more.
We already know what the 2023 beef compilation is gonna include.
Oh, God.
All you gotta do is bring up No Jumper.
Yeah. No, but we know we had the one already from last year.
Yeah.
We gotta start now, I guess.
There's like the, there's like the World Star Fight compilations.
Put that in the notes to not include that.
Nah, that's for sure on there.
Bro, what? That gotta be a one.
That's for sure on there.
Yeah.
Or at least for the month of January.
Yo, why? And this is the
set
last
the bar
day.
For the most heated moments.
Game. This is the last day of the month, and why is this
is
month? Yeah,
is
it's the 31st.
It's also my son's birthday. Oh, thanks a lot.
It's your son's birthday right now?
Yeah, today.
Happy birthday,
young Stro. Now, with that being said,
LA resident
why has
for life.
This month been jankier than the entire last year?
I don't know about that.
You really feel like
that?
Yeah, well, you had a janky time because of the Flacco shit, right?
Didn't help.
Yeah, that was a month. That was a month before.
That was this month, fool.
This nigga been. That was this month,
that
too?
That was this month. And that, like.
A couple weeks before I met.
And all that entail. It's just so funny that phone was literally calling me like a concerned cousin, hitting my line like, it's going to be all right, Lush. Just
I'm like, everybody has their weeks. It's just your week this week.
Yeah.
Next week after that, boom.
I was trying to set up the boxing match.
Well, that is the thing that, like, really sucks is that I think.
Was I down for the boxing?
Especially right now, it's like, I think we've all seen how important it is that we move as a unit.
Yeah.
So that's why this shit sucks so bad is that, like, we already know better, you know? And that somehow still this happened and gave us the absolute opposite effect.
I just want you to know that, you know, I might not have been the best team member before.
All is forgiven.
In the past.
All is forgiven. I forgot about every single time you didn't show up. Let's just throw that out there. Clemency.
I'm clear.
It's clean slate.
This is the presidential
party. You got immunity.
All right.
You're Kodak Black, and I am Donald J. Trump.
I might not have been the best team member.
Yeah, no, I was just, you know, I was just saying I'm here for the gang, man. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm
saying. Talk about it, boy.
I appreciate that. And I mean, that meant something to me when we were sitting there and I finally got a little bit of softness out of you and you were just like, man, if I really hated you like that, I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
No, that's
phone
right.
Needs a raise.
Hey, but
Phone needs a raise.
The raise is usually contingent on showing up, but I mean.
You got a little bit of softness out of him. How about a little softness out of you?
Fucker.
This fool's arguing every fucking
sentence.
I'm a litigator. Mean?
Just know that no jumper chain is on the way to be a high rollers chain. I traded that bitch in immediately.
How do you trade in something?
He has clemency. Leave him alone.
Clemency. Melted it down?
I traded it in. That's all you need to
know. How do you trade it in? I was just curious.
That's what you give it to a jeweler, and yeah, they finna melt it down.
They finna re-rock it.
And re-rock it.
Well, hey, I support that. Whatever you need to do.
You know what's crazy, too?
I didn't pay for it in the first place.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't pay for it either. There we go.
So they just gave it to me. And then you took it, and then you got it re-rocked in the first place. Because when I had it.
It was terrible.
It was fucked up.
It was
like, you could have hurt someone with this thing.
It was like ridged as fuck on the edges and shit. But you know what? It was the homie. It was, shout out my nigga Junior the Jeweler.
Yes.
It was Junior's first chain I think he ever made.
This is true.
So then he came back, re-rocked it, gave me better diamonds, white gold, yellow gold. You know what I'm saying? I was wearing it with pride. I was betrayed by the captain.
So you hit him up like, hey,
I hit him up immediately.
Now
dropped it. No,
I feel like it would almost be less expensive to just get it made from scratch, right?
Well, no, because they're gonna take the.
They gotta make a new mold. They gotta make.
No, it already
had. Gotta make a mold either way.
Well, no,
yes, but
think about it.
You're then getting the dollar value of whatever the market price of the diamonds and the gold is.
Just give me a second. Because speaking of dollar value, I know a great place to get some value for your dollar, which is with MyBookie. It's a new year and a new you, so give yourself a fresh start with MyBookie. Whether you bet to earn or to make the games more exciting, MyBookie gives you the most for your money with their redesigned deposit bonus. Just use promo code NOJUMPER, one word, on a deposit of $50 or more to receive a cash bonus instantly to your MyBookie account. Using this bonus is simple. Bet your deposit amount just once, and you'll be ready to cash out. It's no strings attached with MyBookie. Bet on the NFL, the UFC, or play for a share of big cash prizes in the weekly online blackjack tournaments. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and win like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
I'm
had to do it.
I'm going
to
be laughing at this moment for a long time.
You said like this.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Hey,
I can imagine. Community reacts.
Can we? Oh, it's coming.
Community reacts.
You know it's coming.
I was so scared. I was just sitting there. I didn't know what to do.
You know it's coming. Josh, can we get a playback of the end, please? I have to see this.
Can we
please
react to this right fast for the culture?
Are you putting it up on the screen?
Please put it on the screen.
I need that.
Let everybody see this shit. This is amazing.
I mean, they already seen. I mean.
If they
were watching.
I'm sure there's no shortage.
Is this
going to
be split up into two episodes?
It's on the fucking,
yeah.
It's already on the channel.
I wouldn't do that normally.
How long was that? Like 30 minutes? 90?
I thought
really
that
got
was
into
actually
mad
minutes.
Quick.
That
was
like a lot.
That was shorter than like the Kelpie fade, wasn't it?
I know.
And no, it was longer than
in
the
retrospect,
fade.
Kelpie really should have been there. Or, excuse me, Tone should have really been there
Damn,
for the Kelpie
bad
situation.
Bad podcasting phones on the phone.
This is bad podcasting for us to be reviewing this right now, but who cares?
Look at my face. I already know it's Look at my face. Oh, we gotta leave it. Never clean that wall.
Oh my god, that's
no, crazy. Hey, look at Housewell's fucking frame face
that.
Right here,
bro. The memes are gonna be stupid.
Frame that.
Check.
Hold on. T-Rail, crazy ass. T-Rail.
What's up, dude? Where you at? Y'all back on live?
We back on live. What you got to say?
Y'all going back on?
We already on. We went back
on.
Oh,
yeah, it's back. It just got back.
Oh, all right. That's good.
T-Rail, what you got to say, girl?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Suicide in the building.
We could have used you earlier, in the bro. Building.
Oh yeah, you
nothing,
know
nothing happens.
Hey, wait, hold on. Let T-Rail, what you say?
Hey, bro, that really was crazy, man. You know what I'm saying?
We need a big boy.
I really hate that for us, bro. You feel me? Like that's really embarrassing for us. Like,
oh, come on.
Get it back in blood, bitch.
T-Rail, we know it was embarrassing. We know it wasn't ideal, but that's okay.
I mean, come on, dog.
The principal.
On, what's he dog. Doing?
This is not the energy we need.
Oh. Yeah, where's it? Oh, hey, Josh, hey, where? Oh, he hung up.
He just shows up, gets messy real quick.
Where's that undone?
Oh, my fucking what the God, fuck? Bro.
Wait, you lost in the football shit? When's the Super Bowl?
I don't know why he didn't.
It's going to be a good one.
Huh?
He should have, Josh offered him double or nothing.
Oh, really?
Super Bowl, man.
Well, can't tell a man how to bet. How much does T-Rod owe you? Cool, honey.
But he owes a lot more collectively to the streets. Yeah.
Damn.
He owes the streets are coming to collect. What's up with this bad podcasting?
I feel like I can't say anything about it, right?
you can't say nothing today.
To, like, take that gunshot to the leg.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't do it.
I wanted to see him kick you. I thought he was going to do it.
Clemency.
He said he was down to get slapped. This is crazy. Though.
Well, I was just kind of joking, just because that's the new popular
slap
way
him,
competing.
Slap him.
This is your
he was
newest
a
tag.
Mark.
Just
you don't
want to.
You don't want to chant it.
Chanting. He chants everything now. It's like you got your mind twisted from the live shows. I could just chant anything.
I'll hit you, hit you, hit you.
With a Jamba Juice.
Jamba Juice.
Jamba Juice. Hey, he's going to get a sponsorship after that.
For sure.
Nigga, I worked there. I gave him some.
Wait, Smack is calling
life.
Now.
That's the best.
Hey, Smack, we live.
The Jamba Juice got since the Travis Scott show.
Smack, what's the
Smack,
narrative?
Smack, what you got to say live?
What's
we
the
right
narrative,
here?
Smack?
I just want to say, bro, we all won, bro. We all we got, bro. Don't let this shit fuck us up, dog.
Get it back in blood.
Man, you was dick riding that nigga really hard the other day, Smack. I'm not going to lie to you, bro.
I thought he was fair.
That was a crazy narrative, Smack. Just know he'll do it to you, too.
What's the crazy narrative?
What's the narrative?
Everybody. Hold on. T-Rail calling. I'm putting him a three-way.
God.
I'm getting my bad
podcast. This is just what we need.
I'm getting my bad podcasting off today. I don't give a fuck.
Thank God.
Hold on. I'm about to merge you.
Oh, my God.
Smack hung up. What's up, T-Rail?
I got one more thing to say.
What?
What?
Man, I can't wait to throw a drink at Adam.
Good luck, buddy. Oh, I hope he does.
That nigga.
I didn't know we could do all of that. I'm counting all this shit on my head. I can spit on you. I can fire on the nigga. And I can throw a drink at
Oh, I can't wait till I get mad.
Listen, Mr. Skeleton, yeah. I got a different response for you if that happens. Hey, I ain't Frank Ocean, T-Row. I'm going to get real nice.
Take off your jacket on me, Adam.
I'm going to
beat your ass.
I'm going to take the jacket. I'm going to up the pole on T-Row.
I want to see that jacket come off.
Nigga, Tone had me locked up. I couldn't even do nothing.
He for sure.
That nigga big as fuck.
All right, T-Row.
But yo, I just thought that's going to be a narrative. People are going to think that I had Tone on deck like that on purpose.
Tone was not in the fucking
Tone wasn't even
room.
In the room, bro.
No. Well, they're going to think he was.
No, he was right there. He looked at me.
That's that football player. I was like, player, I'm like nigga. Or something. He must have played football.
He just stayed
He's
doing
a boxer.
This. Oh.
And he played hoop.
Hey, nigga. Just so we can get this out of the way. And just because I'm really excited about this product. We just found out about these ice cream cone edibles by Baked Bags. I have the birthday cake flavor. Actually, no, the birthday cake flavor.
There's probably the pink one that's on the floor.
The pink one is the birthday cake flavor.
On the floor.
It's over there. Anyway, you can't go wrong with any of these. Yes, thank you. Ezo Cuts. In the
Not to be confused with Enzo.
There are these mini ice cream cones filled with chocolate in 6 different flavors. What else could you ask for? Baked Bags is the shit, and I won't be shopping anywhere else for edibles. And they ship right to your door. Get coned and use code JUMPER for 30% off at BakedBags.com. That's 30% off of your entire order with code JUMPER. Link in bio.
Wait a minute, Potlord's calling now, too. Potlord!
Oh, my God. Yo.
We live.
Everybody's getting their takes
I'm
off.
I'm going to keep it a thousand. House Phone got to smack the there you goes off Adam. I'm going to keep it a bean.
Thank God you picked up.
Smack the what?
Thank you for your insight.
Oh, he says smack the Birkenstocks off?
Oh, the Birkenstocks?
You got to smack the Birks off this nigga right now.
I'm going to smack the surfboard out of you. Get up. Hang up.
All right, get back in blood. So
we can't just take everybody's takes.
I'm doing what I'm going crazy today.
Yeah, okay.
We bad podcasting today.
It's amazing.
It's actually more fun.
That seems fair to say.
It's more fun.
Sure wish I was streaming right now. Ooh, man.
What would you be saying if you were streaming?
Oh, I'm going to say all type of shit.
You think Remo clipped that?
Such
it's
as.
Clipped.
You know he's already.
I'm not trying to smack Adam in the face like, you know. Consensually.
Academic said, IDK if this is stage, but W content. See, I told you, bro. Everybody's going to think that
Should
shit.
I call academics, too?
Oh, my God. No, wait. No.
Why can't we just talk to each other?
Hey, should we just tell everyone the truth, you guys? Should
that it was staged?
That this whole month has been staged?
That's actually
That'll be some great content.
No. I don't know.
I wish I thought of that
Everything
earlier.
From the beginning was fake.
All I know is don't put me in none of y'all storylines.
First, it all started with...
Wait till the AD storyline.
It all started with the fake...
You're going to see this motherfucker.
Yeah, no, look, Remo didn't put
Nobody's going to work here anymore.
You're going to be the star.
Remo didn't put it up. He's trying to be tasteful.
It all started with the pretend...
Remo, put that motherfucker up.
It's because it's Adam. Yeah, it's because it's the boss.
It all started with the pretend classmates... of Flacco that are actually just paid
out. And look at these fake narratives. No Jumper House Phone throws soda at owner Adam 22. We drink soda around
Somebody else said that I threw a coffee at you, too.
It did look like coffee.
It smelled like alcohol, but I don't drink alcohol.
It was your drink. Yeah, I'm like, nigga, what do you mean?
But it had like a...
You think you spiked your drink?
You spiked your own drink. Nigga, that shit was sitting there for like 20
this
minutes.
This great podcaster right here.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
Thank God we had that meeting earlier. You really instilled it.
Yeah, yeah. You really stepped it up since then.
Hey, it's amazing.
This nigga texted me individually, asked me to come in for the meeting. I got here 30 minutes earlier than he asked me to.
And we had a meeting without you.
And
he's Lush
had
with
meeting
the fake info.
Me.
Lush told me he's getting a haircut. I was like,
what
oh,
do you mean the
he'll
fake
come over
info?
After the haircut.
You see this? You see and this I said I'll snatch him up. Like... AD.
I wasn't trying to avoid meeting.
Let's
I actually
talk about
wanted
AD.
To.
How earlier you, when I asked you, I was like, "Do you get burnt out because you'd be doing all the other
look,
streams?"
I got a smoothie on myself.
And whoop de whoop de whoop.
At least you got fast
and
reaction.
And then you were like, "Nah." And then what'd you just say 5 minutes ago? I can't wait till I'm streaming.
Oh. Bro, I'm joking. God damn.
But that is
this nigga crazy.
But that's one of the main things that I see people call.
All right, look, you're not getting no raise by doing that.
That's one thing people call us out for. Is like. doing the stream and then talking about other content that we made or like business or whatever. Like, they want to hear us talk about our actual lives. And I was thinking about that because I was just listening to Joe Rogan and Louis C.K. talk, and they were talking about how
the nigga pull his dick out.
That was a separate incident. But the reason, the thing they were talking about though is just the fact that if you're like a comedian and you stay on the road doing comedian shit 100% of the time and you don't have any time to be at home or like be a normal person, then it kind of becomes hard to be funny and like have good observations about life because you're just doing this comedian thing that's not really relatable or whatever. And so that's why I'm just saying, on this podcast, as a general rule, I feel like they don't really care about hearing about our analytics or about, you know, like the business type stuff. That's one thing I see complain about a lot, because they feel like you guys on at the end of the day kind of default to just talking about
you today.
No, but they say that. You haven't seen that in the comments? Then you don't read the comments on your own podcast, because they always are trying to call you guys out.
But that's the thing.
That's just my advice.
That's what makes at the end of the day fun, though, and that's what I was saying earlier.
But it's not fun if they're just talking about their own individual streams.
Them motherfucking views ain't dipped at all. No.
People like that shit just because it's like it seems like it's organic.
But also, like, fun. That to me right there was kind of like, that's part of the problem. Is like if somebody has advice, it's like it's not an attack.
I'm not taking advice from you today. Today I'm gonna listen to everybody else except
I would advise you to read the comments on your own podcast.
They hang out. Duno buys burritos for T-Rail, all kinds
of shit.
Well,
that's racist.
He literally bought him a burrito the other day. He bought him a fucking burrito.
Well, you get to say that because you're from the Vario or whatever he
said
earlier.
He bought him a fucking burrito, and you get fucking juice thrown on you by your co-hosts. It's all bad.
Wait, yeah, I got a burrito. I got some juice, some Jamba Juice.
Speaking of Hispanic food, who's this other Hispanic nigga that be on the stream?
That's Icon.
That's Josh's
Icon.
Homie?
Icon. Duno's friend, right?
First of all,
he's a music video director.
Not only that,
he's real good.
Not only that, legendary. Mm-hmm. He was on a legendary label back in the day, Chicano rap label, Brownside Records.
Shout out to Brownside Records.
R.I.P. Joker.
Fun fact.
Rest in peace.
When all the motherfucking Hispanics came up here, he was right here with Duno to have his back.
Fire.
I swear to God.
But one thing about him is that he became part of history because he was sitting there while Flacco and Almighty went at it the other day, which. Wow.
Also,
that was wild.
Y'all, we know y'all lined that up on purpose. How the fuck did that happen?
I'm
why
pointing
did y'all
at
put
Josh.
Them
Josh
who,
and I said,
who,
niggas,
who chose that
niggas is
Josh.
Stupid as fuck.
Let's
no one
get a word
like
from
to,
Josh
like,
here.
To like each other and sit right there.
So these guys had collectively talked about doing these new streams together. They've sat down and done them in the past well with other
them
people.
Them two?
Yes.
Together?
Yes, with other people. This was not the first time they had sat down. It's not since the Monday show ending.
Really? Are you sure?
Yes.
But I will say, I do not think Almighty was going to do nothing to Flacco at all.
No,
and I don't
think
Flacco was going
to. I told Almighty, just to be totally transparent, I told Almighty that kind of energy on the news makes us look a little crazy. Now, I understand he has his personal issues with Flacco, and them, if they want to talk that out on camera, that's great. But it's like when we're attempting to do the news and it gets that personal and that loud, that to me is like, that's the kind of thing that we really need to be like working to avoid on this show, I would say, you know?
It got the views.
Yeah, kinda, but it's like internal.
She had like 300,000 views on the clip.
I watched Academics reacting to it. Yeah, so that kind of says a lot that Academics cared enough to react to it. You know what I'm saying? But I, in general, I think like that's the kind of thing that we should be trying to do privately. Even though they probably want us to do it privately. But I think they also know that at the end of the day, that's probably better done privately.
I think that like Almighty doesn't I think he's aware now, but at the time wasn't aware, like, just how abrasive he was coming off. I don't think he meant it to be like that.
Mm.
Like, I know, like, the him and I back and forth that people were, like, all incensed about. There's, like, that's Almighty, like, a nephew.
Didn't y'all know each other for, like, 10, 15 years?
Like,
so you're not going to admit that during the music stream that it got a little extra?
I will admit that he looks crazy as fuck and plays himself out when he does that.
Right.
1,000%.
I don't think he looked crazy.
I was about to say, I don't
he think he looked normal.
Listen, I sat here for like an hour and watched it go down. I felt like it went a little far.
He looked crazy to the people. And I'm just going to use that to my advantage. And when everybody's like, okay.
Go look.
Oh, so you're just like looking for an opportunity to look good. So you don't care if somebody berates you. All right. You're just like, well, it makes me look good. So
time to call Flacco. Finish the job.
We need another take.
What else am I supposed to do?
No, I mean, I thought you handled it pretty well. But I felt bad because then I would say something joking on you a little bit, and he would combine it with his narrative of being like, fuck you, Lush.
Hey, it's all good. Just know that the internet don't like to see people bullied. I've been on both sides of this now.
There's a lot of truth to that. The internet loves to figure out who is being treated unfairly and reminds.
Nigga, they've been tearing your ass up, boy. That's
the chat is never wrong.
Yeah, you've been getting 30 clips.
The chat is often wrong, but
never.
Never?
Never.
Well, then how do we explain those rough couple of days that you had there?
Because
they were 100%
day,
right?
I didn't know, but I deserve that shit. So, like, at the end of the day, they're not wrong. They're going to, even if they're not, even if they are wrong, you can't tell them that they are.
I would say, like, the Tory Lanez thing is an example of where the chat is often wrong.
In the words of Smack and T-Rail, it's a wobbler.
It is a wobbler.
You can't just say that about everything.
Said, like,
yes, you can, actually.
No.
You can't, it's a wobbler. You can't argue.
Let me put that in the dictionary now.
Probably is.
Not for that,
but not for that.
You can argue with the chat.
You can't beat the chat. Yeah. You can argue.
You can
all
argue
you
with them all day long.
They're gonna tear your ass up.
Yeah, you can argue with them all day
chat
long.
Chat is never wrong.
See, but no, but you can't try to win. You can't try to win them over either. They're gonna see through it.
Of course.
I feel like that's where you were going a little wrong,
man. Be unapologetically yourself, and you can go home and sleep on your fucking pillow. It doesn't matter what anybody say,
man. That's.
No, hey, real talk, I can't wait to wash away this month and start fresh, clean slate next month.
Ooh, Valentine's.
This has been a hell of catalyst for growth, I think, for all of us. And hopefully we all just are stronger going into this, you know, new cycle and all.
I hate to try to find the silver lining, but I do think that's probably true.
No, wait, speaking of next month, your boy Phone and High Rollers will be in Utah for the NBA All-Star Weekend. I'm doing a High Rollers pop-up in Utah. If you're out in Utah for the NBA All-Star Game, tap in with me. We got a special colorway of the NBA – not NBA, but we got a special colorway All-Star Game High Rollers dropping February 17th through the 19th only.
We will see how hardcore your Mormon fan base is.
Limited edition. Yeah, fact.
I have no idea how cracking No Jumper is in Utah.
Oh, I guarantee you they pop.
They want us to do like a club night out there too. Yeah, if you guys want
to
come.
John Stan.
Shout out to John Stan for setting this up.
John Stan. Yeah, I don't know, but that was a good name.
That's the New Era collab me and Phone did.
Mm. Yeah, we did the bro,
they got overshadowed with the shit.
But you know what? It didn't get overshadowed because you know what? Every time I was watching somebody's story, the ad kept popping up on my phone every fucking seconds.
Front page.
Bro, what?
Yeah, New Era collab.
Bro, we're front page on newera.com. We came a long way, bro, from the hat battles to us trying to show each other out every week. To doing the hat battle to getting the
actual. That's how I felt when I put this jacket on today. I was like, I feel like I look like one of AD's hats.
Yeah,
I got some different shit patches.
I thought you had a Chrome Hearts jacket on at first, like the sex whatever.
Oh, I got since we're talking about hats, I got to give a shout out to Cap City, Justin. You feel me? Yeah.
You repping Oakland right now?
I'm going to Fap City.
Whoa. Fap City.
Rap City.
Crap City.
Rap City.
Fat titties.
Mad glizzies.
I keep thinking of funny shit. I can't say it.
Jamba Juice almost put a crack in me.
Ooh.
Jamba Juice got my fit sticky.
Thought House Phone was about to turn me to a pack, didn't he? I was going to get merched. I feel like a vulture sitting on a perch.
I didn't bring no blick because I was like, Tone's going to shoot me if I try to shoot at him.
Fuck a god bitch, you look like Lurch.
I don't want you to get shot in the crossfire. That'd have been crazy if we had a shootout in the office because
they'd think we faked that too.
Yeah, they would.
Maybe Josh could have like the special effects on deck.
That was about as real as it could have gotten without us actually squabbling.
It felt intense for a second. I just knew, like, that's why I looked.
Lush just kept looking at me the whole time. I'm like, let me not look at Lush because I'm gonna laugh when a homie is being serious right now.
Everybody's very respectful of the mics when they squabble on the podcast, though, because Almighty did the same thing. He was like, went for it, and then moved the mic, threw his headphones back, and then.
Oh, that's
swinging.
One thing I didn't do. I didn't throw the headphones off, so they were attached to me.
We did
the whole
have
time.
A couple of headphones.
Nigga, when you was walking off, it was they foot. He was walking off with the headphones.
It's literally my month in No Jumper getting called out for a fade, getting dragged through the mud.
Win, lose, or draw, Adam, I need a fade right now, outside.
Damn,
I should have said that.
And I fucking was fingers deep in a motherfucking porn star.
Before we get into that, though, I just want to reiterate, I'm deeply sorry about everything that you had to deal with as a result of my decisions, the business's decisions, the employees' decisions, everything about that. And, you know, I intend on making it as right as possible. And the fact that you even still want to be a part of the brand now that you have had this annoying memory.
Nigga, I've been here for too long, bro. I'm not about to just, like, throw this shit away. I just needed you to really understand how serious it was. And I felt like at first you weren't understanding that.
Stop but looking at me, like, Rush.
God, I feel damn, like after nigga. We talked.
You guys are immature, deeply.
I feel like after we talked just now. I feel like after
how does this not automatically register to you as inappropriate while we're having this conversation? Shut the fuck up and let us go. Jesus Christ.
You guys suck so bad.
Terrible.
What was even funny?
He just keep looking at me like, nigga.
Oh, I'm sure the audience I'm sure the audience thinks that's super funny too.
I was.
Thank God you derailed this whole conversation to laugh at your own inside joke. Jesus.
You know, I've known you for a long time. I've known you to not really be that apologetic to people. So the fact that you really took your time out to apologize to the kid, I appreciate it. I thought you was pulling the blicky out right now.
No, oh, that's right there too. But
what the fuck was this energy 45 minutes ago?
Well, I mean, we had to get through stage one, and I kind of that's even going into it. I was like, I feel like I know we're gonna be able to get to an understanding, but I also feel like I know that there's gonna have to be some kind of confrontation or like heated moment going into this. Like it just seemed like I know how much bullshit you've had to deal with as a result of it, so it was probably gonna happen.
Bro, like I'm not even trying to be dramatic. Like my whole life permanently has been tainted. Probably a wrong word to use, but
yeah, please. I mean, at least you made, like I said, at least you made a bro top freestyle. Bro, you was leaving Hinch your whole life.
Listen, a lot of motherfuckers would have not been.
You're
able
pushing
to
a fake narrative right there.
Like, it's funny.
Yeah, but you like calling him gay, and I said the news like I've never ever thought that, and I really don't think it makes
he's
you
not gay.
I don't think it makes you gay to do that with a trans person either. I just want to throw that out there, even though I pretty much said the opposite of that on Sledge Boys a few weeks ago. But I mean.
Yeah, I mean, listen, at the end of the day,
if it's
bro,
house bonus, don't count.
It's neither
he
here
has
nor
caused
there.
Me to rethink many things. Pause.
It's neither here nor there, bro. At the end
now
of the day.
Now you gotta suck his dick to make things right.
Whoa.
Yo. What?
Really are.
You're really going for it there, like.
I hope the chat agrees with how inappropriate this energy is.
You're Jesus. Really going for it, bro.
I'm Jeez. Just saying. It's a great equalizer.
Nah, it's okay. I think I'll skip that part.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man.
I'm glad that you guys have.
I mean, yeah, I want to do more shit together. I want to figure out more ways that we can work together and everything, if anything, you know? It's like, that's like the only thing that I really care about getting off as a result of this conversation is that I care about you a lot.
What we not going to do is keep getting the little jokes off, though, so niggas got to cut that shit
that's
right
here.
That's
what I'm here. Saying, Lush. What the fuck, dude?
What did I
it
do?
Makes me because I feel like you're like having too much of a jovial attitude about the serious conversation. It's like I don't think any like we could very easily just have this podcast exist without having to fucking make that a reoccurring joke.
No, look, like the reason why I'm feeling jovial is because I'm just happy that
yeah, I'm that's be cool. But you're not supposed to act like that.
Keep shit moving the same way it's been moving.
Nah, that's cool, but like shit, like nigga, we just had a real ass convo. We just hugged it out and all this other shit. It's like, bro, I'm not about to sit here and get. Like, really? Joked on right now, 5 minutes after that shit. Y'all could joke about that shit later or whatever, but niggas not about to sit in my face and joke about that shit, especially you sitting right next to me, nigga.
No,
relax,
I wasn't joking on you like
that. Well, you was, nigga. Fuck you mean?
That wasn't my intention.
Okay, well, I'm checking shit today, so.
It's all good.
Don't get caught in the crossfire.
But he's right.
Big
bone
energy.
Fair enough.
It's just,
fair
I think enough. We should be able, like, okay, remember when, like, I'll bring it up
fuck,
again
bro.
Because you just.
That's like if you was talking about some, like, serious ass drug story and I was in the background, like, yeah, now you got to smoke the pipe with them. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, because you brought it up, silly. That thing about your mom and the conversation that we had where I fucking made an inappropriate joke. Remember how much worse it was because AD laughed for like 5 minutes straight? It's like you have to
nigga,
respect.
Why are you gonna point me out?
I'm just saying that. Go rewatch it.
That
it was crazy.
That wasn't about AD.
Damn.
I'm just saying. In general, you gotta respect the tone of the podcast. Like when there's
true.
A certain tone.
He threw Mikey under the when we were off camera. Mikey. He immediately was like, even though it was Mikey, fuck. Threw Mikey.
Oh ass nigga, remember AD did
Mikey
this?
Knows. Like I feel like. It would be justified for me to
Josh
just fired
so
Mikey for that, but then I also felt like that was unfair because like, Am I really supposed to? I don't know.
Josh got a stress ball in his hand right now.
That's why that nigga balled.
Why are you stress balling?
No, hey, my bad, fool. I didn't mean it like
that. Nah, we good, but, you know, come on, man.
We good.
Josh, people don't know how funny that is because Josh has to like turn on like three knobs before he says.
Yeah, just got a brand new sound system here. I'm trying to push all the buttons.
No, like
that's new. Crazy.
Yeah, sounds good, right?
Crazy.
Does it sound way better? That's something I haven't
really. Yes, we'll listen back to it.
But... probably not what they're talking about, but
yeah,
that's good.
No, I have a very inappropriate sense of humor sometimes.
I like, feel you, but yeah, at the same time, I just think when there's a certain tone to the podcast, I feel like we should try to be respectful of it.
No, 1,000.
There's so many clips of like you reading the ads or something, just dying laughing in the background. So I feel it, bro. But it's like, you know, we literally just like almost squabbled. Had to fucking. I was about to just pull off like fuck it, fuck this shit. I ain't coming back at that point. But you know,
you was in the car.
I was literally in the car.
You was in the car
with the other Josh.
Yeah, who convinced you to come back, or was that your own motivation?
It was AD, AD and Lush. They was
we
both
just
right there.
Talked to him.
So you are bad, but you are also good.
It's like, you know, like.
I don't know what to say.
I try not to be.
Somebody going to fuck Lush up. You better be quiet today.
Honestly, I try not to be
honestly,
too
I'll
irrational.
Eat it. I'll eat it.
Pause.
As long as.
Pause.
No pause. I'll eat it as long as everything's good with everybody. Like, I'll be the sacrificial lamb in that instance.
I'm about to get a fucking lamb tattooed on my back. I'm feeling like the lamb.
I'm eating halal, driving the lamb.
driving.
And Van is calling me. Van, I'm sorry.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Shane, I talked to Van for like an hour last week. Yeah.
All right. Fuck it.
Yeah, we got
Van.
You got a lighter.
I don't know. We live, Van.
Yo.
What's the deal? We still live.
I know y'all came back, man. I thought it was over, bro.
We all did, I think.
We thought it was
nigga,
over.
My nigga phone did a juice buy.
Phone, bro, what was that? Was that Snapple?
No, it was a Strawberry Surf Rider.
Hey, literally, my whole household, Kalika right here, the dog, everybody, my whole household stop laughing, it's not funny, babe. My whole household was shocked and appalled at the display on the show Disconnected tonight. I'm happy that you guys were able to get...
This is not Disconnected.
It became Disconnected.
A shocking display that reverberated throughout Beverly Hills. Listen, y'all need, at No Jumper, I'm serious, y'all need to make Black History Month a drama-free month at No Jumper. It's going too crazy now. It's like this.
This was the last day of drama.
My mama called me. I don't even hear what she
said. Oh my God.
this can't be. I'm glad that everybody's okay. Like, I'm glad that it's good. House phone, call me later. Like, look, no more drama at No Jumper. I just seen Almighty go off on Flocko not even 2 days ago, and now y'all throwing juice on each other, man. Spread love from Black History Month. Real. Love y'all.
Love Thank you,
Van.
Man.
Much all right, love, man. Bro.
I don't even know what my mom's going to say.
Van and I had some good conversations throughout all this. It's very nice of him to have taken
said,
such an interest in all of our lives.
He said
he
that.
He did tweet that.
Yeah, but me and him have had like a bunch of conversations about this while it was going on, and that's crazy. He was talking
hey,
to you.
Hey, fuck
shit,
it. So. I got to call my mom.
Oh, thank God.
Fuck it.
Just call everyone.
She's been invested in this shit.
This is a tick. We're going to talk
about
this.
What you can do?
Hey, mama, we still live right now.
Oh, you are? Oh, okay. I was just checking on you, son.
You got to tell me to take the trash out.
What's up?
You,
what's up, Mama AD?
Love you too. All right.
Mama, that's house phone.
Tell her hello, hello.
Hey, moms.
All right, Mom.
You stay strong, okay?
All right, shit.
Guys.
What are you going through?
That's right. Fuck the white man. All right, we out, Mom.
What are you going through?
She told house phone to stay strong, fool.
Oh, I thought you were talking to you.
God damn it.
Nigga, my fucking family had me on suicide watch, all calling me and shit, acting like I was about to jump off a bridge or something. I'm like, bro.
God damn.
I mean, listen.
That was yesterday. That wasn't even like.
You did make it worse. You put a bullet by your foot.
Okay, no. Oh, that? Okay, whoa.
That was real cryptic.
Let me speak on that. No.
Someone's calling you.
I just recently got rid of one. I had an extra bullet that I didn't know that was sitting on top of my luggage. Allegedly. It was sitting on top of my luggage. So when I went to go grab my FTP blanket, it fell out onto the floor. And I just took a picture of it. I didn't think people were going to think none of that.
I thought it was more likely that you were basically saying you were going to kill me than that you were going to kill yourself.
No, no. I was not. Nobody's getting killed. It's just a random bullet fell out. I was on the toilet taking a shit, and I went to grab the FTP blanket, or not blanket, towel, and the bullet fell out from there. And it was on the floor. I was like, oh, that looks cool. Let me take a picture.
Let it out, loved one. Let it out, loved one. Honestly, I hope that this, like,
let me get a joint.
Experience showed you how much people care about you.
Everybody thought that I was fucking, I was like, oh shit, I was not trying to post a cryptic suicide message. I wasn't trying to post a cryptic, I'm about to kill Adam message. Like, this is not that big of, not that it's not that big of a deal, but nigga, I'm about to go to jail for this white nigga. They're going to throw me underneath the jail.
That is how it works in this country, isn't it?
You got a lighter? Anybody?
We're all sharing the same lighter. Although I think that might have been my lighter.
Hell no.
Plain red Bic? That sounds like
you're
me.
You're tweaking, fool.
I had one earlier today.
You're
1,000%
tweaking.
But you're right. How would you have got it? Because I didn't let you use it to light your Newport.
Yeah.
That nigga Lush will light a Newport anywhere.
So you're importing those illegally, or how's that work?
Yeah, I mean, I got it.
Boom, boom.
You just got like a...
I went to New York last weekend, and I was able to purchase it.
How many could you fly with?
As many as I want.
For real?
Yeah.
What? Oh, because you really can't buy them tomorrow here, huh?
Nuh-uh.
You should just straight traffic those.
Yeah.
Like Newman and Seinfeld.
Well, I wouldn't have, if I was gonna traffic them, I wouldn't.
Enzo got that one.
Enzo got it at least. Anybody who's seen the episode I'm referring to would get it. Yeah.
Wait, which one was that?
When he was driving the truck with all the recyclable bottles and shit.
Oh,
I wouldn't get it from New York because their taxes are bitch.
Oh,
out there.
Yeah. They got the worst cigarette taxes. You go to Texas or something, probably get them like $4 a pack.
I got a bitch in Ohio finna shoot.
No soup for you.
Yeah, well, that was a different episode, but yeah. That was funny too. What, oh yeah, okay, so you traffic cigarettes, right? Fuck. It feels weird to just jump into like, oh, let's talk about Sky Bree eating Jake Paul's poop.
Oh, that was crazy. Why did that randomly, because like, was that interview like recent or something?
Yeah, because she did the Cuff Boys podcast, and I'm not gonna lie, like.
The Cuck Boys?
Cuff.
Oh.
Right.
I thought he said that.
Cuck Boys is
but
crazy.
They are essentially the interchangeable. Boys. Yeah, you can say that, that's fine. No, shout out to Cuff Boys, but, they interviewed her, and I will admit that was not really something I wanted to hear coming out of Sky's mouth. I'm like, this is a little too much for me to be hearing from you. You might want to just not share this in the future.
Do you be, like, kissing her when you do your plug talk?
Oh, for sure.
Not no more.
I
don't know if
it.
I ever kissed her. Mm. But we don't have that kind of energy off camera, trust me.
Is kissing a part of plug talk?
Sometimes. And sometimes I feel guilty because my girl's going to read into, like, which girl's asses I eat.
I really dislike.
I mean, you got to just commit to it and just like eat every girl's ass.
Wait, wait. Let's talk about your experience.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get back to that. Yeah,
yeah, because
it's kind of fire.
So we interviewed Carmen Karma, who is like very notorious and famous right now for, you know, basically having the gnarliest hotels on the internet, I guess it would be fair to say.
Like more than Kazumi?
Yeah, because she told the story about how a guy nutted in her, and then she went home to her boyfriend, and the guy was eating her out and basically ate the nut.
Basically, she That's has crazy. Zero respect for her significant
but
other.
But she clarified that she was talking about her ex-boyfriend and that she wouldn't do that to her current husband.
Her current husband? I was fingering her, and she went home to her current husband.
Oh, her current boyfriend, or her current husband, like, if you watch her TikTok, I mean, I don't really understand how he puts up with some of it sometimes, because it's wild.
Like, isn't that the whole thing? Is like, if you gonna be involved with somebody who does that type of work, like you.
But it's one thing to like get fucked on camera, and it's another thing to be just saying crazy shit like on your TikTok with him. That's the stuff I'd be surprised.
And it's another thing to come on No Jumper and have Lush touching me. Shit.
That I think is allowed within the confines of their relationship. But listen, every time I ever done a Patreon, who am I with? AD, Flacco.
Duno?
I think Duno and I did a couple.
People
but
in relationships.
Basically people who weren't going to fuck with the girls at all. And then she starts getting all hyphy, stripping and everything. And I'm thinking, like, I'm just going to stand over here and just let her do her thing because I don't ever touch the girls during that. And then I realized, like, Lush is not really trying to walk away.
That's not what happens.
And so then she gets on top. Okay, what's your version of it?
So it all started.
At the beginning of the podcast.
10 minutes before the pod. Josh is like, hey, you want to do this Patreon interview? I'm like, all right, for sure. I'm like, who's it with? He said, Carmen Karma. I'm like, let me Google this bitch because I haven't heard, like, I think I heard the name, but I don't really know who that is. So I look up her porns, right? I was like, okay, I see the names of her porns. All right, cool. Go in there. She's real sweet. Like, hey, what's up? Nice to meet you. Then she's all, she's like, oh, I'm Carmen. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I seen you before. She's like, oh, you saw my Sharp interview, right? And I said, nah, I seen Lesbian Vampires Part 2. And
just a random film you picked off her Wikipedia?
I literally saw it on Google, but I had never seen it before, right? And then she's instantly like giving really anecdotes, and I think that kind of turned her on. She's like, oh, he's a fan, da-da-da-da. Like, so I like put little nasty thoughts in her head, right? Mm. Then we start...
Playing her like a fiddle, Lush.
We start doing the interview. Everything's going cool. And then, like, I was going to walk over there because it's time for her to suck off the dildo and whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. And then she's all like, hey, why don't I give you a lap dance? And I'm like, oh, okay, for sure. Like, then she takes out her titties. She's like, feel on my titties. I'm like,
time tits, by the way.
Because I got, yeah, the first photo I got was you touching the titties, and then the next one's you touching the ass, and then the next one's like a video of her just grinding on you. I didn't even post them anywhere because it was kind of a weird moment on the pod, yeah.
I'm sure my ex was sick to her stomach.
Oh, wait, no, I did. I tweeted one. Okay.
But nah, so then
Twitter's definitely the place to get that shit off.
Back. But then she's like, yeah, playing with her titties, and she's like, those are nice, huh? I'm like, yeah, I start, you know, then she's like, smack my ass, blah, blah, blah. And I'm trying to, like, be cool. I don't want to get, like, too weird about it because I could have got super weird and then, like.
And she probably would have been down. Yeah, because you spit in her mouth.
Oh, yeah.
He hawked a loogie.
Yeah.
Freaky deaky.
You probably could have smacked.
No, I could. You feel me?
Should have did it.
Should not tested.
Yeah.
You got to get tested.
No, you should just let it fly.
You should. You would like to, but she wouldn't let you.
The porn star bitches do not be playing with that shit. They like
good. They should not.
She said it was good.
I can say from experience, they should not let it fly.
Who said it was good?
She said, no, I'm saying.
Oh, she said it was like.
She said it was, it's up there and it's stuck there.
Mm.
But I was like, then she was all like, I'm going to suck off this dildo, but I need like, my mouth is kind of dry. Will you spit in my mouth?
Oh, she's
and I was like. Moi?
Bro, I wonder when she swallowed that, how much she tasted it. Because I'm going to be real, like, that shit in the back of my throat, it tastes all right to me, but it's like, I feel like if I ate someone else's loogie, it would be the worst tasting thing besides probably their shit.
Well, like, no, I tried to be conscientious. I didn't get snot in there.
Oh, you just went pure saliva.
Yeah, it was pure saliva. I got
I got lumps of chicken in the back of my throat.
Newport residue in there.
Yeah, as a smoker, you got some feisty ass fucking.
No, but I'm very
phlegm.
Y'all see, I'm very conscientious. Like every time I smoke, I put Altoids in my mouth and all that. Mm. So because remember she said like, oh, you
more
smell.
Mint.
She was like, oh,
you're smoking a mint flavored cigarette and then scarfing down mints.
It's very difficult to distinguish between them.
Just she was not like, infinite
oh,
mint.
Remember, I don't know. You can watch the video. She said like, oh, you smell so good. Da 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 da.
She likes.
I'm playing with her booty, and then
you go home
like,
and you brush your teeth with mint.
I'm start fingering her, and she was tight. She's a real nice girl.
You fingered her.
I fingered her a little.
Would
bit.
You fuck her on camera for her OnlyFans? If
for her OnlyFans?
Yeah, if she was just like, let's do it. Let's do.
I'm
scene.
Considering it.
Wow.
I'm considering it.
Adam, be your agent.
I never thought I would, but like, it might be kind of cool.
Use the bathroom real quick.
It would definitely be a moment.
Yeah.
I might have to pee at some point here too, but. Ooh, send pics. He's going to send me his dookie.
What time is it?
About 8. We've been on
anxious
how
to
long?
Get on your stream?
Yeah, exactly. We already know. This is exactly what we're talking about.
Ladies night tonight. I'm chilling.
Oh, waiting to get on someone else's stream.
No, I'm not on the stream tonight.
Oh, so observe someone
else's I'm actually going to play a video game. I'm going to play Dead Space. I'm doing my community gaming. I'm going to have the part one up probably like tomorrow or the day after that. So I'm gonna play the game today. I ain't doing no streams today.
How could like other people join this? Like other people can play with you?
I do twice a week now. I'll be playing Call of Duty and shit. I play 2K. I'm gonna play some more shit. You know what I'm saying? I play with a lot of people that watch us. You know what I mean? I appreciate people popping up.
We should do more shit on the No Jumper Twitch.
We should talk about our separate streaming endeavors on the podcast
time. We should do that. We should do it on Twitch.
It's a great day to do it.
I know,
why not?
It's so interesting. It's really engaging content. I would like to point out. I'm not gonna lie. I just totally forgot what I was gonna say. I had something that I was like kind of excited to say there for a second. Perhaps I'm gonna refer to the list here. I'm not gonna lie though. I do feel like, goddamn. At least we like got through that.
Do you feel like a weight's off your shoulder?
A percentage of a weight. Not full like Homer Simpson with the giant boulder on his shoulders and the stone cutters. It's not full stone cutters, but I feel why he watched all the same shows as me. I feel like I don't have enough friends who have like encyclopedic Simpsons and Seinfeld knowledge.
I love Seinfeld too, though.
Ezra, how old
the
are
Office,
you?
The Office knowledge.
Oh, stupid! 33 on it. But to be fair, like I know 6 seasons of The Simpsons by heart, and then I know the like every episode of Seinfeld, and then I don't know the last few episodes.
See,
of
I feel like that with Martin and the Wayans brothers.
You know it like that,
nigga. Watch that shit over
I've
and
seen
over
every
again.
I've seen every Wayans Brothers, seen yes. every Seinfeld, seen a lot of Simpsons, and seen every Curb Your Enthusiasm. The thing